Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. It is January the 11th, 2024, and we're back from our little break. And I'm John.
And I'm Milo Mishma.
And we're here to entertain you and to enlighten you and to give you the insight on sports that no one, and I mean no one, can give you but us. We've got the insight because we really know a lot about sports, and at least we think we do. So that's all you really need. Yeah. So,
I was born in a basketball court.
I was born in the bayou. And that's a Creedence Clearwater Revival song that no one would know. Anyway, we start off the show in this time of year because Milo is a member of the Dublin Youth Athletic Cavs, and his mother, Emily, my daughter, is the coach of the Cavs. Excuse me. You've had a good year. Had a rough game last week, but you got to look at the fact that you were in the game. Tell the people out there in radio world, buddy, about the game last week, what the score was, how the game went, give us a analysis of the game last week.
We lost 22-20.
Which is very close.
And the coach did us very dirty. The other coach. They know what I'm talking about. Sorry, technical difficulties.
Emily's standing up for herself.
Yeah. But it wasn't you, Mom. Chill. Okay, and then we lost, and then the coach was just doing us dirty. And
yeah,
it was hard because the refs, they were pretty trigger happy. One was really trigger happy.
Yeah.
And called every single play. So.
Yeah, it's a instructional league, so there's a lot of learning going on from the players and the referees. So when you have that out there, you know, you've got to just keep playing. I know that sometimes it's frustrating when the calls don't go your way, but from experience, I played youth basketball. I also played junior high and high school basketball, and I love the game, and I know that you just got to keep your head in the game, and your mom was telling you about, you know, having sportsmanship and that's really important because if you watch a game and somebody like gets fouled or something and then they start talking to the ref, well, they're distracted from playing the game. Their head isn't in the game. So you have to do that. So what do you got this coming up week?
Who do we have this week, Mom? I'm not sure. Timberwolves.
Ooh, the Timberwolves. Man, that'll be a good one. So you have to let us know how that goes. So you're how many? You've won 2 games and lost 3 games. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're two and two.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, that's good. yeah, I mean, seriously, I would say that's good. Okay, so the Dublin Youth Athletic Cavs are standing at 2-2. They play the Timberwolves this Saturday. They lost a heartbreaker 22-20, and they're going to learn from that, and we're looking for a big W this week from the Cavs. Okay, anything else to say about that, buddy?
No, but, so you know how sometimes we do its taste testing time with John and Milo?
Mm-hmm, we do, yeah. What do you got?
Well, we got a new thing.
Okay.
All right. So, hold on. I got to do something real quick because my friend wants to listen to the thing. I'll just do it. It doesn't matter. Okay. So today we have LeBron James Ruffles,
ooh,
flaming hot cheddar, and sour cream.
Man, that sounds
so
good.
So they, oh, whew,
open,
my gosh, I had some.
Open
some
it up the bag. Okay. LeBron James,
right.
Flaming hot cheddar and sour cream chips. Milo is going to give us a taste test. Tell us what he thinks. This is a great thing for the show because you did the
Marvin Harrison. I'll do it every single Marvin Harrison chips. I'll do it. I'll find some interesting chips every week, and I'll do a taste testing.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Good crunch. I'm giving the crunch a 10, buddy. That was a great crunch.
These are really good.
so are they hot?
They're pretty hot.
Pretty hot, flaming hot?
Yeah. I'll give it a 7 out of 10. It's not better than the Marvin Harrison chips.
Oh, Marvin Harrison Jr. declared to the NFL today. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah. He's going to the NFL. Everybody knew it, but he hadn't said it officially until today. So if you're new to the show, Milo tasted the Marvin Harrison Jr. What kind of chips were they? Do you remember? Were they hot?
They were Grippos.
They were Grippos, man. Grippos. Yeah, Grippos, good chips. So, and what kind are the LeBron? What kind of chips are they?
These are Ruffles.
Ruffles, yeah. I love Ruffles. I can eat a lot of those, dude. They're good. They're really good, especially with some chip dip. So, we've got the LeBron James Flaming Hot Cheddar and Sour Cream is better than the Marvin Harrison Jr. Grippos. So, he's winning right now. So, next week, we'll see in the chip challenge with Milo, who will win that one? As he, next week, we'll talk about a new chip. And I'll see what I can do when I'm out at the store, maybe, you know, I'll look around, see if I can find a chip I haven't tasted yet. I like about every chip, Milo, except the ones I don't like. I don't like vinegar and salt chips. I don't like those. But,
me neither.
Yeah. There's something about those that's just not right. But I do like the I just like to try new things. So we'll do that. Very good, man. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. That's cool. I'll have to go out and buy some because I'm a big LeBron James fan. And he needs more money, so my goodness. He'll make more money off of that. Did you ever see the movie he made last summer, wasn't it? When LeBron make a movie, the one that Michael Jordan was in and Bugs Bunny.
Space Jam?
Yeah,
Space
was
Jam?
That good? Space Jam.
That wasn't last year. That was 3 years ago.
Well, I'm a little behind times. So was it any good? Grandpa's at least 3 years behind everything. It was good?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I just didn't know how he would act as an actor, but okay, that's cool. So as we continue on, we just want to spend a few minutes, not a long time, on the NCAA football championship that was last Monday. Now, did you watch the game?
Yep.
I didn't watch it. I didn't. And you know what I watched? I was catching up on my Antiques Roadshow. So I had to watch two episodes of that. You know, I would have watched it, but, you know, the Antique Roadshow is pretty riveting stuff, and I got to keep up on what's going on, you know, in the Portland area with the antiques. And so I just watched that with Grandma. And because I just could not watch Michigan. I couldn't do it, man. I just couldn't do it. Anyway, they won the game 34-13. It was a close game up until as far as, yeah, the box score goes. It was 20-13 and going into the fourth quarter, and Blake Corum scores two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and I had 34-13 to win the national championship. I guess one good thing, maybe two, would be, Milo, that Michigan is a Big Ten school. We're a Big Ten fans. Ohio State lost to Michigan, but they were in it until the last possession. And when McCord threw an interception, which no one will ever forget, poor guy. But anywho, so we got next year coming up. We got some people from the Ohio State team. I don't think I have this right in front of me, but they decided, some of the guys decided to stay and play next year. And I think that's a really good thing. Trayvon Henderson hasn't said whether he's going to the NFL or not yet. I think he probably won't, because I don't know. What do you think? I don't think he's quite big enough. He's only 5'10", 200 pounds, 210 pounds.
Only 5'10"?
Yeah. Trayvon Henderson's 5'10". So he's not a big guy. Although I don't think Blake Corum's very big. If you
he's
really 24. Think about that. He's actually 5'8".
What?
Did you know that? Yeah, he's a little dude. But he's hard to get a hold of. Ohio State couldn't catch him.
Didn't he break the record? Didn't he break Michigan's record?
Running for yards gained? I couldn't tell you. Let's see. I don't think it says here. He had, for the 2023 season, he gained 1,245 yards, which is a lot, with 27 touchdowns. And that's amazing. Yeah, I knew the first time I saw him play, I said, man, that guy is good. He's like, you know, just one of those running backs that Ohio State needs that can run over people. Trayvon Henderson's one of those guys that can run around you, but that doesn't always work out real well. So, anywho, we want to just say, we'll see you next year, Wolverines. We're coming at you, and we're going to whoop
you. In the horseshoe. We coming now. We about to get a QB. We coming now.
We're coming at you. In the horseshoe next year. It should be good. Hopefully, you know, Ohio State did pick up a couple of people in the portal, quarterback. A kid out of Kansas State. Quarterback out of Kansas State. I can't think of his name right now, but that's one They got a quarterback. They got a running back out of see, I can think of parts of everything, but not everything. Oh, my gosh, they got a good running back. So, oh, gosh, he's out of the Mississippi State. And so Ohio State, I think they decided, Milo, that they needed to get some people in there. What they do a lot of times in that situation is they draft these kids, they come in, they get them in the, you know, in the draft, they develop them. But it takes a while to develop them. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. Now, you go into the portal, transfer portal, you can get some people that have played for 4 or 5 years already. So you're, you don't have to teach them a lot of the stuff. It's like, you know, Ohio State having the trouble in the Cotton Bowl and losing their quarterback and having to rely on their backup, which didn't work out at all. And anywho, so we're, you know, I listened to the fan sports talk on the, when I'm in the truck, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they do, how they come up and do that. Will Howard is the guy's name that will be the he's already played 4 years, Milo, for Kansas State, and he's coming in to Ohio State with 1 year of eligibility and 4 years of playing time already. So he should be pretty good. I don't know. And then they got this, they got a couple of players that they're trying to develop, but to tell you the truth, they don't have time to develop anybody right now. They got to beat Michigan or the coach is out. Okay, let's take a music break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some exciting stuff, NCAA basketball. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs. The Cavaliers already played today. Did you know that?
Milo? Yeah, they already played?
Yeah, they played the Nets. Guess where they played?
In Cleveland.
Paris, France. They had a big game there. So it's 5 hours. Yeah. They played a big game in Paris with the Nets. I watched the fourth quarter because I completely forgot about it. So we will take a music break. You're listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo, and we appreciate you listening, and we'll be right back. Sports Time with John and Milo. It's the 11th of January, 2024, and we appreciate you listening.
Woo-hoo!
The running back, Milo, I was talking about, that they got signed from the transfer portal from Mississippi State was Judkins. His name is Quinshon Judkins. And so you throw him in there. I think they've got some he just needs to win, man. He needs some players. Forget about developing people. Get people in there that can do it. And I think that's what he's going to do. So we're happy for that. Okay, so let's continue on in our little show that we do. And the NCAA basketball, I hate to say this, and I'm going to just take 1 minute to get on my soapbox here, buddy, but what that means is just talk about something. The Ohio State University basketball team lost 71-60 last night to Wisconsin. They had a 9-point lead at one point in the game. They just have a problem keeping up intensity defensively throughout the whole game. If you've watched them play, they usually let down right about the 8-9 minutes into the second half. And I don't know what's going on there. I don't know why that is, but they were playing really well against Wisconsin. And then they just let Wisconsin work the ball in. They hit a three, and then Ohio State went cold and couldn't hit a shot. And that's not good. I would have to say that we've seen this before. We saw this last year. They lost 15 games and 14 in a row, something like that. It all started about this time. They had a real good preseason, pre-Big Ten, and then they get into the Big Ten. Milo, Big Ten's a tough place to play because everybody plays. Every team is good. Not all of them are great, but all of them are good, and they really are physical, and they like to move the ball around, shoot the ball, get the ball inside, outside. So you got to play defense for the whole entire game. What was that? The robot? Chris Hartman has to, he better pull all of his skills together. He's got this year to show the people that he can do it. I don't think he's got more than this year to do it. If they lose 10 games or more in the Big Ten, and if they don't get into the NCAA tournament, I think he's out. What do you think?
I don't know. I just want Ohio State the year this year.
Yeah, me too. But I don't know if it's going to happen or not. So they slipped down to 2 wins and 3 losses in the Big Ten, 12 wins overall with 4 losses. So they still, you know, got a good shot. Got to move the ball around, get the ball inside to the big guys, Okpara and Key. And then move the ball in and out. So they need me as a coach, although I would have to do it from here. I could call it in, but I don't think I want to drive down there. Anyway, that might be a deal breaker. You never know. So let's move on. This week, we start the NFL playoffs. Saturday, big game, January the 13th at 4:30 on NBC. The Cleveland Browns take an 11-6 record against C.J. Stroud.
And honestly,
Houston Texans. Yeah, that's really good. Houston Texans are at 10-7. The Browns are a 2-point favorite going into that game, and that's pretty wild. But what do you think, Milo? Browns or Texans? What score you got?
Oh man, it's gonna be really close. I think the final score will be Texans 27, Browns 12.
Ooh, man. I'm going to go with the...
Sorry, Graydon.
I'm going to go with the Browns. I'm going to go with 24 for the Browns, Texans 10. So I'm going with the Browns. You're going with the Texans. Okay. So the rest of the games, the Dolphins and the Chiefs, who do you got there? That's at 8 o'clock. The thing
Dolphins
that people
and
are upset,
Chiefs.
Yeah. Who do you got?
Chiefs.
Okay.
40. Dolphins, 13.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Chiefs. Also, I'm going to pick the Chiefs 28-7. Then we go into Sunday's games, the Steelers and the Bills. Who do you got that? That'll be a good game. The Bills should win that, but you never know.
Steelers. Steelers 16-8.
Okay. I'm going to pick the Bills 21-3.
Game.
Packers.
That's a game. That's a game.
Packers and Cowboys. That's played Sunday at 4:30.
Okay. No one, Cowboys fans, don't hate me for this, okay? Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I have Packers winning 33-0. I said it.
Yeah, you're wrong, because the Cowboys will win this game, and they'll win it 28-16. Yeah.
28, ain't no way they win it, though.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
Cowboys got a good team in. They just slowed down a little bit towards the end because they didn't have to win. I don't like them anyway, but so the last, let's see, then we have the Rams and the Lions. It's a
Rams
sleeper.
Rams and the Lions. Okay, I think we all know who's going to win. Lions, come on now.
12-5, Rams 10-7. I would go with the Lions on that one too. And then on the 15th, we have the Eagles and the Buccaneers. What do you got there?
I have, the Buccaneers are favored to win, but I have the Eagles. The Eagles, they were losing, but they're doing better. They're doing better. Give them a break. Yeah, they got destroyed by the Giants 100-0, but that's okay. They're gonna beat the Bucks. It's a different story.
All right, buddy. I'm going with the Eagles on that one. I'm going with the Lions over the Rams and the Eagles over the Bucks. It should be good to see the second round. This looks like it's going to be an interesting playoff. Although my boys, the Bengals, are not in it, but
neither are my boys. That's okay.
Yeah, and your boys, if you're talking about the Seahawks, they lost their coach.
Did they lose Pete Carroll?
They did.
No one.
Yep, four went out, dude, and he's gone.
Why? Yep,
him and Bill. I don't know. Well, I didn't
right.
really.
Yeah,
he's out.
Bill Belichick's
out. Yeah. Yeah, I think sometimes they just and Saved at Alabama, he's gone. So.
No. Okay, I'm scared for our new coach. Honestly, I'm scared because you never know what's gonna happen with a new coach.
You never do. Is that start over?
You never know. Like,
okay,
well,
dude.
What if we go? What if we? Like,
it's joke time.
We need a good coach. All right, I got jokes.
Okay, let me have them, buddy. Joke.
All right, so first joke.
Okay.
Did you know the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
All right. Did you hear about the circus fire? It was intense. Knee slapper.
Yeah, I got that. Intense.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
If there's any young kids, you might not want to listen, but blah, blah, blah. No one cares. Okay. I just watched a documentary about beavers. It was the best damn show I ever saw.
Milo. Okay. X-rated. Okay.
I told you. It's
funny. What else do you got? You got any more?
No, but after this, I do have shout-outs.
Okay. What do you call an alligator that wears a vest? What do you call an alligator that wears a vest? You know what a vest is, right?
Investigator. Like investigator. I got it.
You did get it. What do you call a crocodile who is a criminal? What do you call a crocodile who is a criminal?
What do you call a crocodile that's a criminal?
Yes.
A crocodile.
You're two for two.
Two in a row, baby. Two in a row.
Crocodile.
Keep throwing
okay,
them
you
at
got,
me. I ain't scared.
Here's one more. No, actually, there's three more. Why did the spider log on to his computer? Why did the spider
what?
Log on to his computer?
Why did the spider log on to his computer?
Yeah, and you can't look these up on the internet either, buddy, so don't do that.
I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not
all right.
Up on the internet. My phone's literally off.
Okay, you're literally really smart. Okay. Literally, why did this spider log on to the computer? And your mom can't help either.
To go on the web.
Yeah, to look at his website.
Same thing. Let's go. Let's go.
Three in a row. Okay. You think you these are tough ones. Now it gets a little harder. What do you call a lazy baby kangaroo? What do you call a lazy baby kangaroo?
What do you call a lazy baby kangaroo? Mom, you can't help him. He said not to. I'm taking a while.
I guess
a Jake. Jake.
We can do like that show. You can have a lifeline if you want on Millionaire.
Is it Jake?
Nope. Lazy baby kangaroo. What do you call him? A pouch potato. Get it? Okay.
Yeah.
How do dogs? Hold on a second. Okay. How do dogs take a break during a movie? Say the dog's watching a movie on Netflix. How does he take a break from that movie if he has to go to the bathroom? How does a dog take a break from watching a movie on Netflix?
He paused it.
He what?
He paused it.
Dude, you got him all right today. All except the pouch potato one, which was pretty good. Yeah, he puts it on pause.
He paused it.
He puts it on pause. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. We really appreciate it. We'll be back next week. You can do them right now, yes, sir. Yes.
All right, so my first shout-out goes to my bestest friend, my first friend I ever met, Graydon Shavana.
Hi, Graydon.
My second shout-out goes to the whole class of Miss Lidecker. They're
okay.
A great class. And then if you're listening... If you're listening, Curry, I hope you're listening. I'm shouting you out. I said it.
Okay. Well, what the baseball gloves say to the baseball?
Catch you later.
Catch you later.